Recording number two, bugs, carpenter ants, and house ants. Ants in general. Ants are harder to treat a little bit. If you have them on the outside like this here in the pavers, the little smaller ants are usually considered like the house ants. They just dig up through the like the patio and kind of have dirt everywhere. Where you're seeing them on the inside, big or small, were you seeing like the carpenter ants or some of the smaller ones? Okay, so the bigger ones. Yeah, so carpenter ants are those wood eating ants. They do a lot of wood damage. They can be considered like the cousins of the termites above ground. And so if you're seeing them in the house, it is a concern because that may mean they're overpopulated. The bigger the ants are, the more established they are. Ants are really smart and they usually have like a bigger nest in the backwoods and like a tree, and then they'll make satellite nests around your house and use your house as a highway to kind of get to and fro. And so we do a couple things to get them out of the house. What my technician will do when he comes by, we just treat a nice 3 feet up, 3 feet out foundation spray on the whole house. It's a termiticide. It's a termite spray, but termites can't live in the light, so it actually will knock out the carpenter ants and any of their friends like centipedes, spiders, roaches, earwigs, that whole base foundation. When you're having them on the inside, are they just like the main level or are they upstairs too in the bathrooms? Okay, just main level? Perfect. Most companies will come in and spray your baseboards. We don't do that for a couple reasons. One, it's not as effective. Two, it leaves that rosemary smell. And I guess three, bugs don't live down in the baseboard. They actually walk around your house on the pipes in those wall voids. And so that's where we treat. Do you know that pipe underneath your sink and in your kitchen? And the stuff up in your basement? Yeah, there's a lot of condensation that builds up in those spots, so we actually treat in those wall voids with an injection system. For ants, we use a spray called Advion. It's organic, and it's odorless. Now, ants are super smart. Store-bought products like Home Defense, Raid, really anything from the store are kill-on-contact sprays or temporary fixes. They do a good job killing the active adults, but it has nothing to do with the pupa, larva, or the eggs. And so we treat those areas, the high traffic areas in the home, and when the bugs get the product on it, they actually take it back to nest and die. But the ants, it's odorless, and so it's kind of like a slow kill. They don't realize what's going on, and they can't alert the nest to move it, because with the other store-bought products, the ants will send a signal back to their nest saying, hey, don't come here, you'll die, and they'll relocate the nest. It's called budding. They'll find another way into your house. And so I'll make sure we do that on the inside when they come by. Carpenter ants usually are pretty expensive, but because I'm doing that group rate, you just get them in for free. For a house your size, probably be $270 for one spray, but we do free resources. That's how we compete. They're also very smart. Ants can lift a lot, like, well, I don't know, 10, 20 times their body weight, or even 100 times. I don't know, you can watch Discovery Channel kind of see, but they're super smart. So we need to get them out while we're here. Have the ants been coming for just the season? They're coming every year kind of thing? Okay, yeah, so if they're coming every season and you're spraying inside, outside, that spray is just acting as a repellent and kind of forcing them from the outside in and then from the inside of your house to the wall voids. And so when the bugs walk around your house on those areas of retreat, they get that product on them and actually spread that product on the outside of the pipe, so when future bugs come in, they're affected. And so it's like a kind of flushes out everything from the inside out. It's really usually so effective, we only need to do it once. But we understand bugs are stubborn, so if you need free sprays for ants or anything, that'll knock them out. But we use Advian inside for the ants. We also use Phantom. And then the outside we're using Termidor, Towel Starch, kind of depending what you're seeing. And we actually switch up our product so the bugs don't grow immune to it. Just like we can grow immune to things that are bacteria can, so can ants. And so yeah, I'll make sure to get you on the discount when we're here, and they're actually letting me throw in the Webway service. It's a nice brush. I should take away the spider webs up in the eaves, the bees, the wasps, carpenter bees. More aerial defense system on the outside. That's just included as an extra. Again, pest control is competitive. No one likes bugs. And where you have an ants inside, the best way to get them out would be it done, have someone do it professionally. And so, yeah, if you're going to be here tomorrow, next couple of days, I can just get you in and we'll just go from there. Whatever's easy for you.